Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using April and Renogen and Hormone Synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMaker are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you.
time to spring, I continue one of my wise men that is so important to have the show regularly. And I know last week you had a little family disaster, and I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back.
We need to also get some video shows up where you can just call and we'll put, patch you in and do a video and put some rotating pictures up. But let me lay this on you, because I don't think people realize how serious this is. Right now, there was a United Nations meeting last weekend about what's going on with Venezuela with Maduro. People don't realize there's three major things going on that you and I have been whistleblowers for the last year and a half. About a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, I started having visions that there were Russian submarines in the Orinoco River. So I tried to get corroboration from my classified sources, and I did. And then I realized that it wasn't just there. I mean, they're also, you pointed out that Punta Huerte, this long airstrip that can take on and off 150-ton jets, can bring in submarines and long-range, intermediate-range nuclear missile launchers. And the so-called dictator in Nicaragua isn't exactly American-friendly. Well, the guy Maduro is a freaking monster. I mean, he makes Adolf Hitler look like a puppy, and he makes even Fidel Castro look like a little child. He's a son of a bitch. I mean, what he's done to his own people, including arming and killing his own civilians and destroying the economy, so that a bolivar, you can't have enough bolivars to buy toilet paper. In fact, your weight in bolivars would be better used to wipe your butt. But what's going on is they have this island north of Venezuela that's now been handed over to Russia, and Russia tried to veto this action because Russia is paranoid as hell of us. Some is justified, but they're banging the table with these vodka-drinking colleagues of Vladimir Putin. I like to call him Rasputin because I think he's another devil, and people don't understand just how devilishly smart this non-vodka-drinking maniac is, and the fact that he's planning on a southern attack on America with nuclear weapons. He's been planning for years, and he actually announced last spring, 2018, that he was going to use hypersonic cruise missiles traveling between Mach 10 and Mach 13 across the South Pole to hit the U.S. We have no southern missile defense, do we?
No, we don't, Dr. Deagle.
So, you know, it's okay to dialogue with Putin, but, you know, if Trump could have a half-hour discussion a week with you, me, and some other top people, we would make Trump Pinocchio, which is a wooden president, become a real live Christian leader, not just a Royal Arch Scottish Rite Mason minion for the New World Order.
Yes. Yes, we could, Dr. Deagle. As you pointed out, this is the most serious situation, and this is why I am so highly motivated to be on your program today.
Yeah, even though you're taking care of your sick wife who had a fall. I mean, you have to understand here, I'm not feeling up to snuff. Last week when I transitioned from Genesis, for very good reasons, I'm going to lay out a few of them so you understand. I was invited after I called into Alex Jones Show in 2004 as the exit examiner of the Murrow Building. I got a call to do an hour show with Butch Pa. A month later, roughly, I got in February 5th, 2005, I got a call by Ted Anderson to join the Genesis Network. Now, you have to understand, I had a show 2 hours a night across the country with Mark Allen Curry, a comedian called Laughter's the Best Medicine, while I was even in practice in the late 90s, for years. The problem is that Genesis always wanted to contain Deagle because they realized their big kahuna is Alex, who's already, they've got a choke chain on this guy from the CIA and intel agencies, and there's things he can't and can't say. He touched on good areas like 9/11, but then he goes beyond it, like saying, hey, nobody died in Sandy Hook. No, just like when I tried to correct Jim Fetzer, I said, the government has no problem with killing kids. Like, they killed 168 people, including children, in Oklahoma City, and they're trying to destroy the medical records of depleted uranium-exposed vets and those exposed to the dangerous Bioport anthrax vaccine, which we gave our troops because they're going to be exposed to weaponized anthrax. We gave to Saddam Hussein at a 12-to-1 ratio of Iranians to Iraqis. People don't know the background. Dr. Deagle knows it all, damn it. And the problem is when I have knuckleheads, whether it's Alex Jones or anybody else out there, Genesis in the last year and a half wouldn't allow me to even say on my commercials that I had a show on the network. They wouldn't put up a banner ad to say, hey, I actually have a show on the network. So they're trying to get me to languish off on the side and say, well, why is Dr. Deagle here? Look, I should be the lead radio host on planet Earth, because if you don't hear what I have and my co-hosts like you, John, we're doomed. We are so screwed and tattooed, like the military says, and the wisdom you have in your old gray head now may save the world, because the crisis in Cuba and the crisis later happened on that island where they had a medical school. What was it called?
That was Grenada.
Grenada, and the one that happened, and this happened multiple times with Russia. This is not the first time these son of bitches have done this. This is not the first.
That's so true.
But this is the most serious. You can actually see sat photos
with the weaponized intermediate-range nuclear missiles and bear bombers right now in Venezuela. And now we have all the South American countries suffering greatly from the people that are exporting. So many people starving to death, they're willing to work for a day's food in adjacent countries. And they're all freaked out and calling for this another guy. And this guy Maduro, such a son of a bitch, he's actually stopped people from even running against him. And he thinks he's doing the right thing. That's what devils do. They always think they're doing the right thing. Maduro is a nut. And he's a dangerous nut because he's allowed Russia and China, by the way. They have Russian, they have Chinese nuclear submarines on the coast. But the Russians are the most dangerous. They have the most powerful intermediate-range nuclear missiles and cruise missiles that can come under radar. We wouldn't know what the hell, and our cities are going to go poof into fire. And it'll hit us with an EMP weapon called the Weapon of Indignation first. Then it'll hit our military bases, and then he'll call the president and say, do you surrender, or we'll take out your cities. That's what Mr. Putin wants to do. And
yes,
if you don't think the Chinese are, if you don't think the Chinese have got a similar, and every home in Russia has a nuclear bunker, because the Russians are the ancient Rus', or red-haired Vikings went up the rivers. People don't know this, do they? They don't realize the Russians are of three bloods primarily behind them. Number one, they're these Russian red-haired Vikings, you want to call it, went up the center, not across the ocean. Number two, they're Mongolians, which are the most powerful warlike people on the planet. They're Mongolian blood. And third, they have some Hebrew and Jewish blood in them, which makes them pretty damn smart. I mean, if you talk to the Russian technicians and scientists, these are not the stupid people, damn it. They're some of the smartest people in history.
Yes, they
and
are.
And we've aggravated the hell out of them because the British have persecuted them when they set up the Bolshevik Revolution. The British killed the Romanovs. The British set up the Bolsheviks. We even had the guns made in Pennsylvania and shipped at no cost to the Bolsheviks, and they held the divisions with Canadian and American troops. I took care of the troops that held St. Petersburg, it later could turn to Leningrad, and Moscow. They held these cities with Canadian and American divisions for 6 months before their guns arrived. Did you know that? I took care of the damn troops. People say, oh, Dr. Deagle, how do you know that? I said, firsthand, damn it.
That's right.
And this is ugly. I took care of troops that were back in the Banfield Pavilion in 1977 in Vancouver and elsewhere that were Canadian and British. I can tell you straight up, we collaborated with the takedown of the Russians, and we did the same thing with China. Do you know where their guns were made? Their guns were made in America, primarily to go to Mao Zedong, and it was the British who actually sponsored the Chinese Revolution to kill 125 million Chinese.
Absolutely.
We and the British did it, okay? The same way in the Second World War when we had the Nazis. Most people don't realize a lot of the SS were actually atheistic Jews, 122,000, and when they were policing the camps and killing them, they were their genetic brothers and sisters, but they were religious. So the atheistic Jews were killed, the religious ones. In fact, the State of Israel was set up for atheistic, communistic Jews because they had members of the Russian Duma. They were also members of the Knesset in Israel when they were first founded in 1948. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't. They don't know that in Israel, you have these remote settlements. Kibbutzes.
Yeah.
They're
all communists. They're communists. Kibbutzes.
Yes. And in the dining halls of these kibbutzes, they would have portraits of Joseph Stalin. Rabbi Shifrin shared this with us years ago.
Joe Shlomo was a member of the Russian Duma. It was a senior member of the Russian Communist Party and a senior member of the Knesset back in 1948. Do you know that about Joseph Shlomo?
No, I don't.
But I do. You know what? Deagle is a different kind of species, aren't I? I wear a lot of hats, like, you know, the cat in the hat? I'm the hat master.
Yes.
And I know all this shit. And let me tell you, people say, well, Dr. Deagle, you shouldn't say that word, S-H-I-T. I say, guess what? I'm frustrated that Genesis tried to sideline me when I should have been the lead broadcaster there. I'm going to get my show back over on Republic Radio. It's on Rents Network now, thank God, and I'm going to be doing shows with Rents. There's nobody like me on the earth. And I bring on great people like you because I respect you, John. You're one of the wisest people I know on the planet. And without your wisdom, our civilization is doomed.
Unfortunately, you are correct. Dr. Deagle, a few things I wanted to mention very quickly to your last statement. I do know a little bit about Leon Trotsky, Brownstein. But I
and by the way, Trotsky was from New Jersey, and he was actually working on behalf of the British when he set everything up, and the Vatican, because the Vatican was tied directly in the Jesuits to the Bolshevik Revolution. You know that, right?
Yes.
In fact, Trotsky was actually trained by the Jesuits. Do you know that, right?
As was Adolf Hitler,
exactly.
Right. But what I want to go back to right now is what you were right on target about earlier. Now, you mentioned the island, and I said Grenada during their second attempt to basically destroy the United States.
Right.
But what is of very great significance right now, Dr. Deagle, regarding Venezuela, is not so much Bolivar airfield just outside of Caracas, but rather La Orchia Island. La Orchia Island has become the substitute for Grenada Island.
Yeah, and it's under total control of the Russians. Nobody can travel to the island except under Russian control now, right?
Absolutely. They claim that it is still available for tourists, but under tremendous restrictions.
Right. You're not able to go to the military bases now run by Russia.
They have intermediate
range missiles. Now, the strike distance between these intermediate missiles on La Orchia Island and, say, Florida or Washington, D.C., is 12 to 14 minutes, period.
Okay. Well, I've got to qualify your statement based on the intelligence I've received. The significance of La Orchia Island is basically the same significance as Grenada Island.
Oh, absolutely.
In that, on Grenada Island, they were in the process of building a very long airfield, one of the longest in the world.
Right. That's mainly for the Antonov jets to bring in intermediate range nuclear strike missiles, as well as small mobile drone submarines, too, right?
Yes. Because the greatest significance of the island is not so much for landing
the large bombers,
which are basically obsolete, but rather, Dr. Deagle, landing the giant air transports.
Yeah, Antonov. By the way, I took care of the Hercules because I was in civil aviation examiner for decades. I was the examiner for the Aurora Space Fleet that flies at Aurora, Colorado, doing geoclimate manipulation of the planet. And Hercules can carry 120 tons. The Antonov can carry 150 tons. Oh, my God.
Yes. And they have another air transport that can hold even a larger capacity than that, Dr. Deagle. But
really?
there's just one drawback. It needs a slightly longer airfield than the one that's currently in operation. So parallel to the current operational airfield, they are constructing a longer airfield on La Orchia Island.
Oh, really?
So, and as a result, in a very short period of time...
This year... I think what was the name? There were several different experts, top politicians, or had classified clearance that have made the statement: if we don't solve this under Donald Trump this year, we're going to have a nuclear war this year or next with Russia, aren't we? Not 10 years from now. We've got a time window. They're terrified of us advancing space force and missile defense, and they know that if Trump starts to advance missile defense, Russia, if it doesn't take this opportunity to strike us, it'll be gone.
Yes.
So now. The Trump effect is actually forcing Russia to take their hand now, isn't it?
Yes. We're looking at months, Dr. Deagle, if not weeks.
Right.
And the significance of that airfield on La Orchia Island, which was very similar to the function provided by Grenada, if that island had its airfield completely built to
right.
the longer specifications,
right.
Is that that island is so strategic for the landing of the air transports, which must reach Punta Huete in Nicaragua.
Right.
And the only problem of the giant air transports, they cannot go nonstop. They need to refuel. And that is going to be their gas station for refueling.
Wow. You laid it all out. Oh, my gosh. As I say, if you're not sitting down with your tray table in the upright and locked position, If you're not praying face down, if you don't have your Bible opened up now, start reading it, you better start thinking like that, because this is end of the days news here.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetaline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics, and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultation. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
You.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultra thiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart. CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10. And what's soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
John, I get pretty worked up about this. And I'm, by the way, I want people to understand, do you notice I don't get very many callers? You know why? Sure, first off, the number went over Genesis. They weren't picking up the phone. I'd have people calling our business line, 888-212-8871, say, hey, they're not picking up the phone. Number two, they didn't want to showcase Deagle at the front, way ahead of Alex Jones, because Alex is a knucklehead. The guy is blustery, he hasn't researched everything completely, and he disrespects people that have alternative viewpoints to him like they did after I proved this Professor Jones wasn't correct about using superthermite to demolish the World Trade Center tower. Now, the phone number to call, if you're brave and want to play the Sarah Bareilles song, 844-769-2944. 844-769. The reason is, I love people that are disagreeable. Just use logic and evidence. Don't do it how many attacks to me or my guests. And ask good questions honestly. And if you can prove to me you know something more I do or your logic's better, I'll accept it. The last time I had a good caller that wanted to disagree with me was a doctor who disagreed about vaccines. We need dialogue. I want to see, I'd love to have on the show, for example, AOC, Andrea Ocasio-Cortez. We call her Occasional Cortex because she doesn't have a live brain cell in her head talking to the other brain cells. Okay? The same way we have all these advisors like John Lightning Bolt. These people are maniacs. They would get us into a great big friggin' war, have tens of thousands or millions of our troops dead, and then have the population go running for cover with nuclear weapons coming at our cities. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Give out that number once more, Doctor.
That number is right directly here to Red Studios with Todd as 844-769-2944. And by the way, if they want to call me directly, they just could dial 833-NUTRIME, N-U-T-R-I-M-E. It comes right to my phone. It's patched through. And the other is their Skype number, and I can have that come through to my computer, 760-748-4416. But the ideal number is the Todd number over at Rents, 844-769-2944. We want disagreeable people to come in. In fact, I'm going to start trying to recruit people from the other side. Because if we can dialogue with these other people think they know stuff. And the thing that I'm really impressed with is with the educational system and the religious system and the geopolitical system in this country, I don't think anybody in public, whether it's religion, geopolitics, whatever, has an original thought. In fact, I think if they did, they'd probably die of spontaneous human combustion. Damn it. It's irritating, and I don't care if people are disagreeable. You want a better healthcare system we have, we can make a better one. Better than Canada or Britain or whatever. You want to make a better control of immigration? We can have Bracero, too, and have a rational program for work, and we can have an immigration day. This is all going to be done humanely. They don't have an open door to allowing millions of people to arrive here. Many of them criminals are with drug addicts, bringing in toxic drugs from carfentanil from China. And if you think the Chinese are playing ball with us, they're screwing us every way to Sunday, stealing our patents, poisoning our population with carfentanil. And when a company goes to China, they don't treat them fairly at all. They treat them like crap. They steal their patents. They threaten their executives over there in China. They even threaten to not even let them leave the country when they want to move to Taiwan or some other Asian country like Japan. It's disgusting. Their behavior is unacceptable. They're not most favored nation status. They're most unfavorable SOB status.
Yes. One of the latest issues that's making the current events at the moment is this, I think, Huawei, or I call it Hui. the U.S. Department of Justice is taking criminal action against this company that had this very attractive Chinese woman in Canada. And as a result, the Canadian ambassador has been fired by Canadian Prime Minister, and
what's your opinion on it? What do you think of this situation? Do you think that she should have been sanctioned, or what? What do you think?
Well, she should probably be in prison, and I think the Chinese are aware of this, and so they're holding two innocent Canadians basically as hostage for bargaining chips. I only hope that they are able to return to Canada. And apparently the Canadian ambassador has been so to China has been so incompetent that Trudeau, who I don't think is the strongest leader,
he's a blithering moron. His chief thing is, besides being a skier and ski trainer, he's good at blithering.
Yeah.
He's a blitherer. In other words, he's an idiot.
Yes. On the opposite end, we have you, Dr. Deagle, a super genius.
Well, let's put it this way. I seek the truth even when I was 3 years old, but I seek people like you that are wise and teach me every time I have a show. And I want this wisdom to get through to our president. I see Trump screwing up over and over again. For example, recycling water from Northern California that's got hydrogen sulfide that'll dissolve steel in your toilet. I see him pushing 5G network like crazy. I see him not proceeding with the wall. Why did he shut government down? Damn it. It's the optics are stupid. Don't shut it down.
Yes.
Tell Nancy Pelosi, go to hell. Do the State of the Union address, whatever the hell you want to do it in the Senate. And then start building the wall. Not just the wall. You need cybersecurity. Some places you need to have a berm where the cattle can go to the Rio Grande. You need to have an immigration day where industry and the states have to apply and tell you. And they have to vet everybody. If you're not vettable, you don't get in here. And you need
right.
to stop all the people coming from the ports of entry or just overstaying their visas. It's not
right.
just a wall we have. We have a situation where 750,000 people overstay their visas every year. 750,000.
Right.
And then we have all ports of entry, like seaports. You can get in Mexico and get on a boat, and 20 minutes later, you're in California. Who's going to stop you?
Maybe the Coast Guard.
They can't interdict all the ships. It's ridiculous.
Maybe a local municipal lifeguard.
Remember, the Republicans want cheap labor, and the Democrats want Democratic voters, and the first generation people to come here from Central and South America, or other countries, by the way, across the border, aren't just from Central and South America and Mexico. We're getting from the Middle East and North Africa and everything. Many of them are Al-Qaeda and other terrorists, and they're bringing over things like carfentanil from China to poison the hell out of our population. The Chinese are laughing their head off. And we could call up the bankers and shut down the banks for these PLA members that are making the carfentanil in specific quality facilities in China, and we know down to their GPS coordinates where the hell they are. We know their bank account SWIFT numbers. We could shut them down with a few phone calls from Trump without making one rustle of one feather in Congress or the Senate or even going to the news. Just
yep.
do it, Trump. Stop
yep.
screwing around. And if you listen to people like us, America should be planning a full-force invasion of Venezuela today. Damn it. And the Russians should be on notice that we know what they're up to and that we're not going to put up with Mr. Putin and his Russian maniacs. And we're also not going to put up with weaponizing the islands in the South China Sea. We have U.S. ships are now being interdicted by Chinese ships and jets and bombers right over our ships traveling through the busiest seaport lane in the world. How ridiculous.
Yeah.
Does the Chinese
yes,
think they're going to get away with this crap? Are they crazy? Do you think it's a negotiating chip from trade or to weaponize and keep weaponized this proxy nation of North Korea? I guarantee you that the leader of North Korea wants to make a deal, but the Chinese guys threatened the hell out of him, didn't they?
They're threatening Kim Jong-un to the extent that they're supporting one of the Stalinist women who...
Exactly. They have plans inside his own government to try to have a knife at his back, right?
Yes, right. Basically, what I've seen of Kim, he would like to improve his nation, but he has to be very cautious and watch his back very closely. If I may go back quickly to Venezuela, there was one thing that I did not catch on American television. I think I got a glimpse of it on Japanese, and I definitely got a much larger glimpse of it on the Spanish-speaking television stations here in the Los Angeles area. They showed demonstrators in the streets of Caracas in every direction you could see who were protesting against Maduro. And apparently the president of the Congress, according to the Venezuelan Constitution, has the authority to act as president while someone like Maduro acts so irresponsible. And these people were out in the streets at great risk to themselves by the thousands. I would say there was at least a half a million people out.
They were disarmed. They were disarmed by the government. Then they rearmed the side that supported Maduro. Even inside his own military police and his armed forces, there's big divisions realizing that Maduro's screwing the country. Now, I would come in with every possible space base and other force to take over the government, and America could surgically do it with an alliance with other nations, not just America alone. There should be a conglomerate of others. And if that was called for, we would say, now, you can transition the government, or we're going to come. If we come, we're going to come and kill. We're going to kill a lot of your soldiers, a lot of your people that get in our way, and politicians, you're going to die. You're not going to have a bad day. We're going to arrange your appointment to meet Satan.
Yes. And we would basically have the cooperation of nearly all the
local countries. They're all voting for it. They're voting for this other guy how nervy he is, actually, to go forward, because Maduro threatened to not even let them run against him.
Yes.
And, of course, he thinks he's got the backing of Russia and China. Russia and China are deep in this, because Russia and China are playing the New World Order game. They think China, Xi, this maniac Xi, who wants to be the new emperor like Mao Zedong, he's actually written documents called 2025 to completely take over trade in the world and the Belt and Road Project for the entire planet. China has plans to have the Roman Road System for China and take over manufacturing. They've set up almost 250,000 warehouses for everything from wood from South America to coal and materials, so they can take over the manufacture of everything on Earth in China. They're crazy. They have a narcissistic racial superiority complex, and they're going to get slapped down hard.
Right.
And the people in China, they're being persecuted. My younger sister's husband's relatives in China are being persecuted. When there were bankers in Shenzhen across from Hong Kong, all his family, very wealthy, intelligent people, all the relatives were shot in the back of the head by the communist Chinese when they came into Shenzhen, and my younger sister's husband's mother swam across Kowloon Bay to save herself to go to Hong Kong and emigrate to Canada. People have no idea how freaking bad China is. It should never have any trade status with America at all. The way they treat their own people is disgusting.
You're absolutely right, Dr.
Disgusting. They're our brothers and sisters from another mother. If we don't take that attitude, they would speak a different dialectic of Chinese. They're our brothers and sisters. And the fact that Cuomo, this crazy mayor from New York, putting in laws that are very identical to what the Chinese do, and we tolerate it. Here the church comes against Cuomo. They don't even say they're going to excommunicate him. Let me tell you, I'm not a priest, but I'll excommunicate the son of a bitch. I'll pray for his soul, too, though, but I'm telling you, the fact that they're going to do abortions right up to the moment of delivery and they're going to have non-medical people doing them, and even if the baby survives abortion, kill them, this is what they do in China. And if the mother doesn't submit, they grab her carcass, abort her, and if she bleeds to death, tough luck. Do you know that even the second child, if you have a second child there, they have two, don't have one child policy, they have a two. The second child, if you're not high enough in the party, they don't get Chinese citizenship. They have to fly to America, deliver their baby, say, in El Cajon or some other place here in America with a jet commissioned with hundreds of pregnant Chinese women. And when they deliver here in America, their children are Americans. They have anchor baby status. So they go fly back to some city in China, and they're not Chinese citizens, they're Americans. Did you know that?
That's right.
Disgusting, hey? And we tolerate this crap. So they fly back 10 or 15 years later, say 15, 20 years later, to the city of the University of Spoiled Children, we call USC, and they enter as American Chinese citizens.
Yes.
Damn it. People don't get this, do they?
No, they don't.
So they get the lower rates to actually enter for California to pay their tuition to go to college here because they're Americans. They lived their entire life in China, and they were born here and spent maybe 20 minutes before they got back on the jet to go back to China. And they're American citizens. How disgusting.
Yes. By the way, I just want to interject this one thought, and please allow me to finish the sentence.
I want you to. Yeah, go ahead.
I've spent the last entire week at a hospital assisting my wife.
Right.
And I've encountered several physicians. And Dr. Deagle, you are well beyond and superior to all of these physicians I came in contact with. The title doctor is not adequate for you.
You would if it was a B-movie and they had kind of called C.S. Lewis voices. Are you a doctor? Yes. What's the opinion, surgeon?
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, and anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Back. So, John, let's summarize. Number one today, we need to talk to Donald Trump. He's screwing up.
Yes.
Number two, the other people have got plans that are even worse than Trump's. Thank God this guy is Starbucks. I want to buy a Starbucks copy. I see his thing, Howard Schultz, on Starbucks. He's actually an economic conservative, although he's a social liberal. He says he's going to run independent. Great. I'll buy a coffee to make sure he damn well get running, because we need to get Trump back in. But Trump needs to get some talk, some wisdom. He doesn't have it. Trump is also frightened by Mueller. Mueller himself probably needs to go to prison for a long time. He's a frigging criminal. Three major things: cover up of 9/11, cover up of Benghazi, and cover up of Uranium One. This guy is an SOB. And there's nothing. When they went after Roger Stone, I've had him on the show a number of times. Roger Stone even did videos with Roger on YouTube. There's no indication that this man, even though he's blustery, maybe his memory's got wrong a few points, he's committed any kind of crime. This is a process crime. I'm like half a lawyer, I can tell you. This is total crap. This is our so-called justice system, or injustice system, totally out of control. And this is what they did to Lyndon LaRouche years ago. They're doing the same thing to Roger Stone. I guarantee you, if they try to prosecute, Trump is going to give him an amnesty. Now, if Mueller doesn't shut this down with the new Barr, the new Attorney General, I guarantee you they're going to start a parallel investigation of not only the Clinton Foundation, but all the other connections that go laterally after all the people that are in the so-called Mueller-gate crowd, including his top attorneys. These people are all criminals, including Mueller, and they're going to be a lot of trouble. The reason why they're continuing the investigation is to keep the light off them. They're like a bunch of cockroaches. They don't want the flashlight on them, do they?
No, they don't. Not at all.
And Trump needs to act more Trumpian. If Trump had had a half hour with you and me and some other top ones here in our network that are on my show, he would act more like Trump when he was campaigning. He'd act more like Trump to protect the nation from craziness across the border. And now these so-called immigrants are scrambling to get across the border, and it's not going to be funny what's going to happen. And by the way, we're going to deal harder and harder with Mexico, because if Mexico doesn't collaborate with them, this treaty that we have, the USMC treaty, is going to really squeeze the hell out of Mexico. They can't afford to mess with America. And when they say that Trump says they're going to pay for the wall, of course they are. Are you kidding me? Central South America and all these other countries that trade through Mexico. Because remember, other companies make, say, cars in Mexico from Europe and elsewhere, and other parts and so on. They're all going to pay for the wall. I mean, it may look on the balance sheet that we're paying at $25 billion. No, we're not. We're not going to pay a cent for it, okay? The fact is, it's not just a wall. It's a cyber wall. It's stopping interdiction at the Coast Guard. It's stopping at the airports. It's grabbing people that overstay their visas. It's grabbing people that come up on the radar that are doing criminal things like stealing patents at various corporations that go back to China and Russia and elsewhere.
Yes.
I mean, people don't understand how big this problem is. It's huge. If you steal the invention of the future, which America's invented, everything in the 21st century, 90% of patents are U.S., if you steal it, you don't have an economy anymore.
Yes.
People don't realize that, do they?
No, they don't. Just like they don't understand that the current president of Mexico is a devout Marxist. He's a communist, but they're not saying anything about that in the news media. And so it's going to be...
But he's a devout communist. You know what the thing with communism, and I remember this from my Russian friends that taught me this years ago, and you probably agree to it. Yana Zitaroff was the daughter of the head of gastroenterology, and he was one of the top gastroenterologists at the University of Moscow. And he's a big boy. He's about 6'4". His daughter was a big girl. She's a big Russian girl, very husky and everything, very smart lady. Yeah. And guess what? Yana told me, he said, look, we Russians knew that only 10% of the Russian population were allowed to actually join the Russian Communist Party. And if we ever wanted anything, we'd go down to the gray building with a little chit of paper, and we could get it, whether it's an audio player or special forms of borscht or vodka, whatever, or sausage. We never had shortages. So people don't know that. They don't realize communism for me, socialism for you. Do you like that term? Communism for me, socialism for you. In other words, the top leaders in these communist countries like Maduro, I'm sure, are not short of caviar, vodka, and beer, and good food.
Yes, they're the aristocrats.
Right. Or aristocrat, I call it, aristocrats. Do you like that?
Yeah. Now, getting back to Venezuela once more, there is this fellow that I mentioned earlier, the president of the Venezuelan Congress. His name
right.
is Juan Guaido, G-U-A-I-D-O. Or Guaido.
Guaido. Yeah.
Or Guaido, if we pronounce the G like an H. So let's say Juan Guaido. He could become a very effective friend of the United States. You have to understand that he was also educated for a while in the United States, attending one of our universities, possibly Harvard or another Ivy League.
I guarantee you he's vetted, and the people in the intel agencies know. And they're listening to programs like mine when we whistleblow about not only Puerto Huerte, but also Venezuela. Our government's not idiots, okay? The problem is, though, the different departments of the government don't talk to each other. The thing that scared me most when I worked at taking care of employees at Missile Defense Command and Lockheed Martin and Lewis and Technology, they didn't talk to each other. It was insane.
Well, let me say this, Dr. Deagle. I've checked over a lot of the top secret articles related to Nicaragua and Grenada many years ago. That was back in 1983.
Right.
Those top secret articles that were released gave no indication that they really understood, even back then, the significance of Grenada Island or Punta Huete Airport. They just thought that Punta Huete Airport was going to be used for MiG jet fighters.
No, that's just for public consumption. That's why, so somebody at some level could say, well, this is a public document that's released, because the people deep in the intel agencies know what the hell's going on.
Well,
that's for just public consumption. I think people don't understand, and one of the things that bothered me most was that the different government departments don't talk to each other. U.S. Space Command doesn't talk to the Navy. Navy doesn't talk to the Marines. Marines don't talk to the Air Force. The Pentagon doesn't talk to Homeland Security. It's just nuts.
Yes, but you have to understand, there are very few within these intelligence agencies, extremely few, if any, Dr. Teagle, who really can probe into a situation and analyze it accurately.
What you and
I deal with are very challenging problems.
Let me explain. What I do on a daily basis of analyzing things is like breathing to me. I do
Absolutely.
Things in the natural mind to other people require super intelligence. I can do it like it's breathing. And I have contacts on three levels. The sewer net, which is the internet and public documents. Classified access to agencies. And the third is supernatural. No one can withhold anything from Dr. Deagle and God. Nobody. And when I match it up with your knowledge, and I realize that all three pinballs are dropping look the same, like in Vegas when you're playing that game we had the pinballs come down, I realize we're in big trouble. And it's not years and decades away, it's months and weeks away. And Trump better stop being distracted by the Muellergate and all the other crap, because this is a big problem. The other thing is the international debt. Europe is trying to reorganize itself. They're even threatening that they're saying he wants to pull out of NATO. No, he wants them to stop talking about a trans-European military force. He wants them to stop diverting money away from NATO into their own forces to prevent Austria, Hungary, and Italy from leaving, because they don't want to reformulate the Federation of Europe, because they want top-down control by the global bankers and by the banking system that even makes the euro currency, which, by the way, is stamped with a Rothschild stamp, but it's approved by the Vatican. The Vatican controls all the banks in the damn world. People don't know that from the Jesuits. Our current Pope, our Jesuit Pope, this maniac who's there, on the front of Drudge all the time about what he's doing and how he's recommending things. This is a devil of the nth order. He's not even a Christian. The Pope is not a Christian, damn it.
Yeah. Well, people don't understand that Mikhail Gorbachev has even said that the European Union is basically a pattern of the former Soviet Union, the way in which it's set up.
It's
identical. And of course,
well, what happened is the Russians are terrified because they know our joint strike fighters. I knew one of the guys that designed it back 25 years ago plus. And they were not designing as a giant strike fighter. It was designed as a stealth bomber with the radar signature of a bird who could fly at hypersonic speeds and come in and bomb the hell out of them with 6,600 kilograms of nuclear material. And they wouldn't even know we're coming. There's almost 2,700 of them, and under Trump, they're refurbishing these damn things. And they're not just under American control. They're under Saudi control. They're under European control. These things can fly into our target in Russia or China, bomb the hell out of them, and they'll cease to exist. There won't even be a declaration of war. It'll just be over.
Yes. And
so they're justifiably paranoid, let's put it that way.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why you see Trump, Putin doing these things, because all the people around Trump are persecuting him, even if he shakes hands and makes a deal. How dare you shake hands with Putin? You make treaties with your enemies, you have dinner with your friends.
Yes.
And Putin is an enemy. So is China, so is he. He's not a friend of Trump. He's sharing cake at Mar-a-Lago. Sorry, buddy. Because you shared cake doesn't make him a friend. He's not. He's a mortal enemy, so is Putin. But you make treaties with your enemies. And treaties mean we have you by the short hairy hair of your testicles, and you're going to play ball with us, or I'm going to take off the left and then the right away, and it's going to hurt. That's what we have to do. And Trump is good at that kind of negotiations. Not like any other politician we've had, but he's not acting like Trump anymore. I think they got his family under threats. I think Trump is, when they threaten, like Ocasio-Cortez, we call her occasional cortex, that she's going to subpoena, or Pelosi going to subpoena Don Jr., what the hell? You're going to go after the family, including his 10-year-old son or 11-year-old now? That's ridiculous. Or his beautiful wife, who's a brilliant business lady herself? You're going to persecute these people because you disagree with his politics? That's out of the range of normal, rational behavior, isn't it?
Yes. I personally don't think it has reached that low level. But unfortunately and ironically, he's taking advice from some of these people like Alex Jones, Roger Stone, who I have reservations about. I'll tell you why.
Well, Roger Stone is not totally prescient on all issues, and he's a bit of a blustery. Same as Alex. He'll go beyond the range of asking good questions. And I agree with some of the things Alex raises, but when someone disagrees with him like me, you get persecuted. Do you know what Alex said after I tore up his physicist? He said, tell Deagle he can't come on the show anymore, and if he calls, I'll consider it stalking, like sexually stalking.
Yeah.
That was back after I tore apart his crazy physicist, Jones. Can I understand, the other so-called hosts on other networks are justifiably terrified of Deagle. It's not out of the range of possibilities, because if they dialogue with me, I don't mind people disagree, but prove it with logic and evidence. But you disagree with me and start persecuting me, you're asking for a Donnybrook battle to the death. And you're not going to win against Deagle. You're not. Me and God are too big and too strong to be taken down by you morons. That's why I moved away from Genesis to say, you know what? You're not going to persecute me anymore. You're not going to stop me anymore from saying I have a show on the network. You're not going to stop me from asking questions and giving information to the about the Vatican, the Pope, the Jesuits, and our very wayward president, who's now even upsetting his base for what he's doing. He's doing that because he's under control, and I don't want him to become a distraction. I want Trump to do the Trumpian things he promised.
And he wants to. I know that he does.
If he took our advice, he could do it.
Yes. He could do it within the drop of a hat.
He can make a few phone calls between dinner and nappy time, at sleep time at night. He can make a few phone calls and it'll all start to happen. Shut the carfentanil down. Talk to the Mexican president about what's going to happen if you let people cross the Guatemalan border. You can make a few phone calls and, man, it would be over. You don't even need to mobilize troops or call in the Supreme Court or anything.
Yeah. In the meantime, pray for Juan Guaido in Venezuela.
Yeah, well, pray for that they don't kill him, because you know the Russians have got a lot at stake here. They're paranoid and they're vicious. They're dangerous.
Yes, they are.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rents.com.